Well, I see some flags up, but we are 2 minutes away from the end of our session, and we have a cocktail party that is thrown by me, and I believe that everybody would be in need of a fat glass of wine. So let's suspend our discussion for the time being. Very excellent arguments have been made. I certainly appreciate what my distinguished colleague from Russia had just mentioned about protecting the intention of the chair, but I have to tell you one thing, guys. I have no pride of authorship. I am at your service here to try to find a consensus. I'm not here to defend and die in the trenches for each and every word that is in this document. But it does not mean that I am totally unattached to the point of throwing everything away and start afresh, because the purpose of this document is to assist you in meeting your minds. And if it is useful to that effect, then I will have my my wishes granted. And so I will certainly try to defend the logic behind what we have done. But if it proves to be something that stands in the way of progress, then I will have no hesitation whatsoever to think it over again. So with that comment, I will invite all of you here present, beyond the invitations that have already been issued to your missions, to join us at 6:30. So you still have some time around to exchange views with your colleagues and even with me, if you so wish. And we will suspend the conversation on paragraph 15 at this juncture. We will think over again, and I will suggest a way forward as we move on. And then tomorrow morning, we'll resume with the presentation by the United Kingdom under agenda item 6. We will then try to clear up the other portions of the report, especially section 2, having it cleared up, and then we resume the treatment of the conclusions of this document. I'll thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you shortly at my cocktail. Thank you so much. The meeting is adjourned.